show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into your phone calls. Mike in Kalispell listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to try and roll through a few quick comments. First, I would like to say I wish Al Gore was here to support his new global warming theory in Kalispell, because at my house, I watched it snow 8 inches yesterday.
Wow.
So global warming is alive and well, and we need a good carbon tax.
Yeah, global warming, I would agree with you, is a bunch of crap.
Well, that's why they're calling it global climate change now, see? It's no longer just warming.
Okay,
Whenever the climate changes, it's all man's fault. Get it?
Right. Anytime the weather changes, it's us.
Either way, we need a good tax to deal with it, right?
That's true. Either way, they will propose new taxes.
That will fix it, yeah.
The other comment was on what I heard on the news of the new get on the airplanes, you know, the scanning thing shows intimate parts and stuff. And the one guy goes, anything to keep us safe. So I think everybody ought to do at the airport is just go in naked for, here you go, man. You got to look at it anyway, so let's get on with it. This is what you perverts want to look at.
Yes, it's not a bad idea. It would certainly make an interesting protest.
It would make us all safe to see everybody naked, right?
Well, I think we should see more people naked, personally. We were talking about this today, that it's time we have some sort of female nudity, civil disobedience, at least toplessness.
Right, I'm going
to start
that.
Things with.
Well, I'm sure all the men would support that, but...
Well, no, apparently not all of them would. The ones that want to pretend like this is inappropriate, of course, would be seen as not supporting it, though in reality they wouldn't be able to tear their eyes away. but if we actually had that happening, I think it'd be an interesting civil disobedience, and I think it's a principled one, and I think we're going to see that happen here at some point in New Hampshire. So looking forward to that.
I've actually thought about that. I mean, I haven't done air travel for a long time, but I mean, you know, if they're going to sit there and scan everything, hey, here you go, man. Take a look.
You want me to drop my trowel for you?
Yeah, it would make more sense if you didn't walk into the airport naked, because then they'd have you before you even made it to the scanning area. So it would make more sense if you just disrobed actually at the checkpoint. But make sure you're not going anywhere important if that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, besides jail.
Yeah,
exactly. And those are two comments on a couple of absurdities. Back on the topic that you guys were talking about, I agree with a lot of the things that you talk about. Some of the things I don't, because I am actually a Christian, but...
That's okay. There are good Christians, and then there are bad Christians, see? There are good Christians who leave other people alone, and then there are bad Christians that try to enforce their morality on others via the point of a gun through the government's laws and their policing process.
Which I think is insane. I mean, I support everybody's right to just, you know, you can either accept your road to hell or not. I mean, whatever you want to do, that's up to you.
Sure.
Great. You're one of the good guys.
Right. You're not a Pharisee.
But I guess what I have a hard time understanding is back to what you were talking about. I'm trying to make this succinctly, but how far do you go in getting involved in someone's life? If you're going to let someone else do whatever they want, so-called religiously or whatever else you want, how about the Muslims with the... mutilation of the female genitalia that is going on in the Muslim countries.
Question.
I mean, is that a good thing to go on here? I mean, I hope you realize I'm playing devil's advocate.
It is a good question. Let me point something out. There are a lot of people in this country, many of them Christians, who engage in a process of genital mutilation.
It was done to me, as a matter of fact.
It was done to me also. Wayne, I don't know about you. It's called circumcision. And
we're talking about something a lot different, though.
It's a bit different.
It's
worse on the continuum.
The difference is in degrees, my friend. You know, I agree with you that it's
different. Exactly. So if the mutilation has to do with cutting the whole head off instead of the foreskin, would that be considered okay, too?
I don't think either of that is okay. And, you know, you're doing something without someone's consent. Certainly, I disagree with that. Your question is, how involved would I want to get in a situation like that?
How far do you want to let somebody go?
Right. Well, that's a question that I think each individual should answer for his and herself, instead of leaving it to some sort of, you know, democratic process where the majority gets to rule and decide things for other people's lives. If I know of someone in my life that is mutilating their children in some way or doing something that I consider inappropriate, I have various different avenues with which I can ostracize that person. I can stop allowing my children to spend time with them. I can stop being friendly with them. I can stop servicing them at my business. I can stop, you know, I can also encourage others to do the same thing. And if you really wanted to go further than that, I don't necessarily recommend this, but you could go and do what the cops do and CYD does, or CPS. You could go and kidnap the children for yourself, and then you could take them somewhere.
I wouldn't advocate that. I mean, look what they're doing. I mean, in the Mormon children's case.
So what do you think should be done?
400 kids.
Let's say you know that your next door neighbor has genitally mutilated their children. What do you do about that?
I think there's just got to be, we got to have some kind of standard. I know Ian kind of is an advocate for.
What do you mean by that? A standard? What do you mean?
Laws, yeah. Rules, whatever. I mean, if there's no laws, if there's no rules, then it's total anarchy.
But what if the children want to be mutilated? What if they believe it's a good thing and that's going to get them closer to God?
Well, it's like the three-year-old, I think it was a three or four-year-old, whatever. The people, let's see if you remember this. There were parents that said that their daughter, was saying she wanted to be a man. So they decided to give her a sex change at 3 or 4 years old. So I think we all agree that at 3 or 4 years old, a child cannot make a rational decision.
I would certainly agree with you. No doubt about it. And here's what I would suggest. You should go and live on a piece of property that has deed restrictions or private law, whatever you'd like to call it. You can call it deed restrictions, you can call it private law. Then, you know, in that world of private law, you can construct and create whatever sort of rules that you want to as far as the behavior of your neighbors is concerned. And if you want to ban things like mutilation or hitting children or whatever it is that you consider anathema to your belief system, It would not be allowed by punishment of whatever it is that you determine the punishment should be.
And before one moves to that community, they have to agree upon those rules.
Right. Then you wouldn't have anyone around you that was doing those awful things, and you wouldn't have to be concerned with it. And then those who wanted to mutilate their children or whatever could go and live together in their own little, you know, their own little society.
By the way, I'm going to take the easy way out on this. I'm going to call it a crime to genitally mutilate.
So what do you do about it then?
What do you do about it? People that are cutting parts off of kids?
It's awful.
I think we could we can find some kind of punishment.
Like what? Go on a limb.
Let's put them in jail.
All right. Let's go talk to your mom first.
Okay.
Right, because she's guilty, isn't she?
Yeah, I think that you do understand that the general mores of society are what, create...
you said genital mutilation is a crime, Mark. She mutilated you.
And, you know...
She hired someone to mutilate you.
I think that government's a crime, too. Do you think we should wipe out... Just kill them. Execute them. Chop their heads off of every bureaucrat that lives right now. It's a crime, right?
Okay, guys. What I'm trying to get to some kind of common ground with is, it seems like what you guys are reporting is that you have different sects, so to speak. This is your little community. You do what you want. This is our community. We'll do what we want. But how on earth do you come with some kind of common ground? Let's say the community next to you is, take whatever extreme you want. And, I mean, because you got to take things to a logical conclusion, right?
Well, that's true. That wouldn't be your community.
The community next to you has something really out there.
They're killing goats. They're sacrificing goats in front of children. How about that?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to do. And the sect next to them, it's like, you got to be kidding. I mean, we could get into some general area where everybody would just go, oh, my God, that's insane.
I want to keep talking about this. Hang on. We'll bring you back for more. 800-259-9231. There are all kinds of things that people do that I disagree with, that I vehemently disagree with, but I would never interfere with their lives in most of those cases. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
You okay over there, Wayne? All right, it's rude to come back from a break laughing, so you need to explain yourself. Why
I saw aliens the other night, and I was telling Wayne
that
the story.
It is funny.
And Mark said he had to tell me because I would believe him.
All right, so it is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Do you want to
easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com. Or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com.
They really do have every type and every price range.
Did you get your delivery yet?
No, I don't think we've actually decided.
You not ordered yet?
No,
still
we haven't ordered.
Still trying to choose, huh?
My life's been crazy recently.
That's true. I'm supposed to move to a new home.
I'm supposed to do what it takes to finish up. I have to measure something.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know when it all shakes out.
They look very nice on the internet.
1-800-259-9231. Back to Mike in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're talking about the whole idea of allowing your neighbors to have freedom so you can have freedom for yourself. And that's something that I advocate quite a bit on this program. It's kind of the catch-22 of liberty, and that is that if you want to be free, truly free, to live your life how you want, then you have to allow the weird guy down the street to live his life how he wants. And that's kind of what we were talking about. And you were in the middle of making a point, I believe, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out there. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I guess my point is, you know, what extreme are you going to let it go? Because, you know, you got neighbors, if you have your community and there's another community and they're like within a mile from you, about 50 feet from you, whatever the border is between you and them, and you guys support whatever and they support something else, what extreme would you allow something to go?
Well,
because anybody can say, you know, what, I've got some kind of religious thing. And
it's really, you know what, it's none of my business what they do in their community. And if I'm bothered by the amount of distance between my community and theirs, then that's my fault for not putting more distance in between us, not buying the land in between or whatever. But
cannibalism, child molestation, whatever. I'm talking extremes, whatever, that most normal people would just go, geez, that's like really insane.
I understand where you're coming from here, but you have to understand that this is a slippery slope. There are some people out there that will say that polygamy is unacceptable. Certainly not cannibalism, but on their spectrum of what is acceptable and what isn't, they have said that polygamy is unacceptable. And so therefore, they're willing to punish those people who are engaging in that practice. Some people say that marrying, teenage girls or teenage boys is unacceptable, and they're willing to punish those folks for that practice. I may or may not disagree with those things, but one thing I do know for sure is that it's none of my damn business. I can feel however I want to feel about it, as long as it's that they're not trying to cannibalize me or my friends without their consent. For instance, there was a story from Germany several years ago of a man who had volunteered to be slaughtered.
Bizarre stuff.
And the man who was doing the slaughtering ended up being charged. And I'm sorry, there was no crime committed. The guy consented to being slaughtered. And so, you know, you just have to allow people to make their own choices for themselves. If they're making choices you consider to be wrong, okay. That's okay. Let them make those choices and let them suffer the consequences from it. And if you believe that it's inappropriate to the point where you feel like doing something about it, then go and do something about it. Go and, you know, invade their home and their personal space, try to steal their children from them, or do something awful back to them if that's what your viewpoint is and that's what you want to do. You're risking your life. You might possibly die in that process. So if it's worth that risk to you, then you should go and do that.
So two questions. Isn't that mostly how most of the wars have gone on throughout time, you know, forever?
Is it?
And the other would be, how on earth do you keep people cohabitating in a contiguous land segment without coming up with incredible problems? My point of view is I don't agree with the idea that you can't legislate morality, because somebody will legislate morality or the lack thereof.
Well, how are you going to feel when someone legislates their morality on you then? What if you don't believe in global warming? You don't believe in all these laws they're going to pass? You know, like, for example, the distribution of wealth, the forced redistribution of wealth is somebody else's value that you might not agree with, but you're going to get it on yourself as well. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody likes having anything forced upon them that they don't either like or whatever, but somehow there will be legislation passed, whether we like it or whether we don't. I mean, we can all...
What if there are no legislators? What if there are no legislations?
Well, how do you get to that point? I mean, come on, there's a lot of people...
Well, that's a great question. We explore that idea frequently on this program. I think that you get to that point by disobeying. I think that you get to that point by essentially not acknowledging the so-called legitimacy of those people calling themselves legislators. You can go ahead and legislate all you want, and I will continue to live my life how I want, just as I always have. I do what's right based on my set of morals, not anyone else's. And I don't care what they write down on pieces of paper in Concord or Washington, D.C. It's never affected the way I live my life.
Well, you know, a lot of Christians homeschool their kids because they don't agree with the public school system, and I support their right to do that. And I support a lot of things they believe in.
What if they outlaw homeschooling?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people out there that would like to do just that. You know, the one point that I would like to make on this is sort of counter what I was saying earlier is that, in fact, you know, just because we send guys with guns in that have neat badges and funny hats in order to stop somebody, you know, to punish somebody who has done, say, something horrible like female genital mutilation to their child. However, we don't do it for male genital mutilation. If we send someone in to stop, it's no different than the suggestion you made, Ian, of going in yourself with an armed, you know, a bit of an armed gang.
Right, do your own dirty work.
You're sending in an armed gang.
That's right.
And I don't want to pay for that armed gang, by the way.
The other thing is that people call in and always have to bring up the extreme.
That's true.
And that's an obfuscation.
The extreme tends to be true.
Yeah, well, they are, in a way, it's an obfuscation.
How about something that's not quite as extreme? I've heard you guys use the example of road repair, you know, fire department. It's something that we all agree on that's a great thing, but if you can't agree on an extreme portion of things or some kind of rule of conduct, laws, whatever you don't want to call it, how on earth are we going to agree on we need a pothole builder?
We don't have to. See, what? Look, Mike, let me see if I can make this clear because we're short on time. We've got to move to other calls. But we don't have to agree. We don't all agree in the marketplace. I, for instance, use Old Spice deodorant. Mark, what do you use?
Degree.
Degree. Wayne, what do you use?
None.
We don't all have to agree on everything in order to have society function in the best possible, most efficient way. The marketplace automatically does these things. The things you mentioned, fire department, for instance, are what are commonly considered today as, you know, public utilities. And the fact is, fire protection is a valuable service that can be offered in the marketplace. Roads are a valuable product that can be offered in the marketplace, and each individual customer can get exactly what they want. That's what the marketplace does. There doesn't have to be any sort of collective decision-making process at all to make this happen. And I'd like to thank you for the call tonight. You can call tomorrow. We'll talk more about what you want at that time. We've got to get to other calls. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be
true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Plus, I'm going to tell you about Freedom Engineering. We're in Chapter 5, Freedom Engineering, an online and anarcho-capitalist adventure series. Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
You know, actually, I've got the copy for Chapter 6. Would you like to hear it?
The entire chapter?
Well, just the copy for it. Just the, you know, with
the
ad, teaser. Yeah.
The advertisement.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. FreedomEngineering.com.
Sounds like fun.
Freedom-Engineering.com.
We continue here with Key in Pennsylvania on the Amp Line. Hello, Key.
Oh, hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to a podcast, and it kind of goes with the theme of tonight. You were talking about traffic laws and how people probably wouldn't run stoplights because they wouldn't want to get killed, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was thinking, maybe devil's advocate, I don't know, but what I was thinking of, it also it helps people that won't take advantage of other people. Like, you ever have a traffic light be out and you can't get across the street because no one's stopping to let you across?
Mm-hmm.
It makes order.
Well,
in the way things work.
I would agree with you in that point, that it could be difficult for a pedestrian who doesn't have the weight and the urgency that a vehicle has. It would be difficult for a pedestrian to get across. But they've tried this. As a matter of fact, all you need to do is go to one of these third world countries where they don't have any traffic rules at all. They have no traffic cops. And you'll see that, you know, people want to protect their vehicles and they don't want to get into accidents. They don't want to have to deal with, you know, repairs and all that other stuff. So they manage to get through intersections and all that stuff on their own. However, when you're dealing with, you're on a bicycle or by yourself, the marketplace would probably have to come up with systems to get pedestrians from one side of the street to the other. And I dare say that businesses would do what it takes to get you to their business in the same way that they have parking lots. A parking lot's a big expense. It is not cheap to pave a bunch of ground, put in those little bumper things and, all the lanes and the paint and all that stuff that goes into a parking lot. But they do it because they know that people that buy there want to drive cars there.
They expect that. Sure.
It's not a revenue center. They're not renting those spots for money.
It's just a cost
money.
To do business.
It's just a cost to do business. And I think that they very well could be, little people bridges or tunnels underneath roads. And
who knows what the marketplace would come
up
with.
They would come up with something.
And we also know that people, when they have private property, can set rules. So it's not to say there would be no rules on private roads. There certainly would.
But if somebody's driving down the road and... I don't know, decides not to stop for a red light, or a whole bunch of people decide not to stop for a red light, but then even in my vehicle, I can't get across the street unless I want to risk getting in an accident.
I can tell you that it wouldn't, the order is what's bothering you. What about me and what about my time to go? When's my chance to go? And I understand. It probably would be a problem with order, but think about it for a second. How often have you sat at a light, say late at night, and there's nobody there, but the light's red, and you're just sitting there and sitting there. Sometimes you're sitting there for 2 or 3 minutes.
That's idiotic, I know.
And so this is the opposite. And all I'm saying is, for one, I have to pay we pay tens of thousands of dollars for these streetlights, and we don't get anything better. The fact that we pay, the fact that you sit there at an intersection and don't go because there's a light is the same as sitting at an intersection and not being able to go because there's all these cars.
And
it doesn't cost everybody.
And don't you think the values of society would...
Yeah, they do have a sensor system that in the middle of the night, if there's no other cars going, the light will not...
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. How about the left-hand turn red arrow? Don't you think that's the most ludicrous, asinine, childish little light out there? You can't turn left. Even though the lane's clear, because you aren't a big girl, you can't figure out how to get across the road.
Also, if you didn't have all these so-called rules, don't you think society's values would change on this? Because when I lived in Hawaii, I could walk right out in the middle of traffic anywhere with my eyes closed and people would stop. But you do that in New York and you'll get run down.
But I'm thinking, don't a lot of people just look out for themselves and not for the other people?
I think that they often feel in this traffic, the way that the traffic is set up now, they do feel that they have to look out for themselves. But I can tell you the different communities are different. Here, what he's talking about in Hawaii is the same as here in Keene, New Hampshire. If you're walking along the side of the sidewalk and they think for a second that you might turn and go into the road because you might want to cross the street, the cars stop. They stop. They want you to cross the street. They'll sit there and go, try to wave you across the street. And even if you don't want to go,
different
communities are different.
I'd also like to point something out. I mean, I did say earlier that private property owners can set rules for their property. So, Key, if you're a road owner and you're noticing that people aren't stopping for the stoplights you've put up, then you need to make it clear that one of the rules on your private property is that they obey the traffic control devices. And if they aren't obeying your traffic control devices, then you can ban them from your property, just as Walmart, if you run around destroying things in their store, is going to say, Key, we don't want you to shop here anymore. In fact, you're not allowed to ever come here again. And so that would be something you could do. And then as a road owner, inevitably, insurance companies are going to want to hear from you if you find somebody that has been driving recklessly and dangerously and putting other people in danger. They're going to want to know about that so they can, charge them a higher rate as necessary.
Have you ever been to Disney World?
I forgot all about the private road aspect of the whole thing.
Right. Have you been to Disney World?
Yes.
Well, Disney World has all their private roads all through there, and they've got ways of making sure pedestrians stay safe there.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Key, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yep, no problem. 800-259-9231.
The Mickey Mouse police cannot write you a valid ticket, but still, somehow, people manage to negotiate.
It's not madness on the roads.
Yeah, it's not, they haven't mounted blades to the sides of their cars. there aren't any machine guns mowing down pedestrians. It really, I absolutely, this is an easy one. The government screws up roads in every way that it touches them. There's a lot, ample evidence that even the private roads can work. In California, they've turned over several freeways to private companies, and even the medians of the freeways, and you can just see which ones work better. People are willing to pay to be able to move along faster on a superior road. The private market will work better for roads.
And it doesn't require, as our caller suggested earlier, it doesn't require any consent from anyone other than the two people doing business, the business owner and the customer. There's no, you don't have to go and interview every single person that lives within a given landmass to find out whether or not they think it's appropriate to institute a new rule on this one particular stretch of road, because that individual road owner will be able to make that decision based on whatever factors he deems appropriate. Maybe it was the right decision, maybe it was the wrong decision. He'll know in the short term, usually, because his customers will let him know whether it was the right decision or not.
You know, here's another point about the whole road situation, is that when I was growing up and I first learned to drive, I took driver's ed at public school, you know, and they tell you the first thing to do when you have an accident is call the police and get a police report. And then when I moved to another state, another city, whatever it was, I was rear-ended, and the cops never came. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do? The cops are like, well, I called my insurance company, gave him my statement, got the name and address of an insurance information from the other guy, and they could take pictures of the cars. They could figure out what happened. And without any cops, lo and behold, they figured out who was at fault and who gets paid.
How about that?
I thought you were going to say you had a flat on your horseless carriage.
We go to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I had a couple things. I just wanted to respond to the last call about the traffic lights. And have you ever noticed that when there's an accident, somebody runs a red light and smashes into somebody, and they interview the person who got hit, it's always the same story. It's like, oh, I didn't even see him coming.
Sure.
Why didn't they see him coming? Because they trusted in that green light. They didn't even bother looking left or right.
They weren't paying attention. That's a great point. I know you had something else, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a few moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at the Amazon link. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you can order in any category, 41 categories to shop in there at Amazon. They've got virtually anything you might need in life. Used items, even. Whatever it is you load up in your cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut. By the way, you won't see it taken out. You won't see any sort of percentage or acknowledgement that it's going to Free Talk Live. But trust us, if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a cut. So do your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And what mischief is the iron fist of the state up to lately? And what the hell's an amphibious rotini monster? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week. All at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. As we go back to Mike in Illinois, Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to finish up that last comment I was making. The only other country I've ever been to see their traffic laws is Manila City in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of areas where they have brownouts, they call them. It's like a blackout, but not very long, because their electrical system is so screwed up there.
Okay.
And a lot of times there's no traffic lights, no stop signs, nothing. But somehow they seem to get by just fine, and it was amazing seeing it, because you'll see nobody really stopping. Everybody kind of just goes around each other, and it's like this unspoken law that
it's
everybody
like watching
kind
ants.
Of knows.
It's like watching ants, interact with one another.
Exactly,
it seems chaotic,
yeah.
But there is some sort of a voluntary order going on there, natural order.
Yeah, we were discussing.
Yeah, it's like you drive out in the country around here where I live. There's a lot of country roads. And there's no law, but it's kind of an unspoken law that everybody that drives out there knows. The east-west roads, they give way to the north-south running roads. So and there's no stop signs out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're driving across, and, you see a car coming north and south, and you're going east and west, you just give way to them. And it's, it works out fine. I've never seen an accident.
You know, people wouldn't believe you for a second that there are places in the United States where there are no stop signs. They just wouldn't believe
you. You're probably right about that.
They just simply don't. It's not their world, so they can't imagine how in the world cars could manage to get through an intersection without this happening. But I'll tell you, during the hurricanes in Florida, it's happened more than one time for Ian and I. And, the lights go out and people are still going about their little business. And, yeah, every once in a while, some jerk will jump out and when it's not his turn, but so
what? Right, but generally they take turns, don't they? I mean,
yep, they sure do.
Well, people understand, for the most part, people are reasonable with one another, and they understand that everyone's trying to get somewhere, and so they manage to cooperate in some wonderful way that allows that to happen. When Key called in earlier, she made it sound like, you know, the place she lives, everyone's a jerk, and no one's going to allow anybody into their lane of traffic, that sort of thing. And look, if that's really a place where you're living, maybe you should move.
Well,
exactly.
You know, and another point is that the jerks drive like jerks, and jerks get in wrecks, and people that get in wrecks, their auto insurance will go up, and those people will have to, they'll be obligated to pay for any accidents that they cause, you know, because the other, just as you'd said, insurance companies can figure out who did what pretty easily by the evidence on hand. So the one insurance company will pay the other insurance company, and your bills are taken care of from that standpoint. And the jerk, his rates go up. He's punished. There's no reason to write a you know, $150 check to the police for running a stoplight when you hurt somebody. It's the person who got hurt. They need to be compensated. The police didn't get hurt.
We're also stuck in this paradigm of lights and stop signs. And here in Keene, they've actually eliminated a few intersections by creating these roundabouts or rotaries, which don't have, consist with any lights at all, and traffic just flows, and people let each other through, and it works the same way. And the marketplace could come up with something like that as well if we didn't have that type of bureaucratic
Absolutely.
Control.
Well, yeah, half the road rage is just sitting there waiting for to go left on a red light, you know, when there's no traffic coming for 20 minutes.
I just go at this point. Like,
oh, I do, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before I forget, I gotta let you know what happened to me in that exact same situation. They actually had a malfunctioning left turn signal light.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there for almost a half an hour. I usually would have, and it never changed. So I came to the conclusion that there was something wrong with the light. So I went, and over across the street at the Olive Garden, there was a cop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he pulled me over. This happened just last week. I didn't even remember this till just now. And I
You should have waited until you died, Mike.
That's basically his attitude. He didn't give me a ticket. I mean, he was pretty cool about it, but I said, look, I mean, what was I supposed to do? Sit there till, you know, it was about 9 o'clock p.m. What, I supposed to sit there till morning? I mean, and he kind of backed up and like took a deep breath and was like, well, yeah, just go on. I'm like, well, I did.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I know.
Well, I did. You wouldn't let me.
I'm not leaving until you apologize for that light, officer. I consider you responsible for that light. You work for this organization. I'm not leaving until I get an apology.
Hey, Mike,
I'm not leaving.
Thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Want to jump into, we've exhausted the calls, want to jump into a topic that we discussed last night on the show while you were sitting in the room, Mark, and you didn't have a chance to chime in because you weren't on the air at that time. But it was about pantheism, and Daniel had emailed in asking questions about, you know, what caused this transformation, and why am I a pantheist now instead of an atheist? And since you and I have similar belief systems, and I don't know if Wayne wants to chime in on this, I don't really know what your belief system is, Wayne. But you know, what caused your transformation, Mark?
Into pantheism?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
you believe in the.
It started slowly, you know. In prison, I wanted to get out really bad, so I decided I'm going to read my Bible, and Jesus will get me out of prison. And he didn't, and you know, that's an unrealistic view of how religion would go.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of realized that you know, different people in different places, they have religions, and they've touched this thing called God or spirituality or whatever it is that they, you know, this thing out there with their souls, and they have identified it somehow, and they've told stories about it, and I called it the cosmic soup ladle theory because I was explaining to somebody what I was thinking, and I happened to have a soup ladle nearby, so I said, you know, if you touched this thing and you just touched it for a moment, you'd feel the curved end of it, and I might feel the spoon-shaped portion, and we'd talk about different pieces of it, and so it sort of evolved from there. I realized that, you know, calling people bad and wrong about their religion and saying, you know, the part you're seeing is not the right part, or wanting to hurt them over, you know, their religious belief, or shunning them over their religious belief, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I just don't think I'd want to be ruled by a god, or you know, have a god that would send somebody to hell, and
right.
things just sort of evolved from there.
Yeah, I like the idea. I mean, I when I rejected organized religion and religion in general, I figured atheism was the logical place to go to. But I've never really liked the idea of believing in nothing. I like the idea of believing that there's
And you really only said, I don't know. Like, you called yourself an atheist, but your statements were always, I don't know.
Well, I did know that I didn't believe in their gods. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Yeah.
And but I do like the idea of believing in something greater, that there is something else out there. But I don't like the idea of this sort of monotheistic religious belief system that we see so widespread today, that there is one God and he determines what is right, what is wrong. He's always watching to determine whether or not you're obeying him. And,
making his list, checking it twice.
Right. I don't like the authoritarian model of God, essentially. And the pantheist belief says that we're all God, basically, and that we can do whatever it is that we want to do. And I've certainly seen evidence of that, you know, the law of attraction and all that stuff. And so I feel like the pantheistic belief versus atheism very negative, saying, you know, there is nothing. It's kind of nihilistic in that way, whereas pantheism says there is everything, you are part of everything, and you can be whatever it is that you want to be, and that's what you're here to do, is to be positive and enjoy yourself and enjoy life, and your heaven and hell is right here, and you're making it for yourself, basically, as you go throughout your life. And so I saw this much more positive thing. There's no harm in believing the pantheistic viewpoint, because it's all about you. It's all about yourself, and it's not about holding yourself up to any other strictures or anyone else's set of standards, which is what all other religions are about. Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that all religions have some validity to them, and some are more valid than others, maybe in some of their beliefs or that part of the spoon they're touching. But I don't profess to have all the exclusive right answers. I don't think anybody does, so I don't know. I do believe there's a greater power out there. And there's truth in the Bible, and there is mistruth in the Bible.
Lots of it. Lots of truth.
Lots of it, yeah. So, I believe in the Great Spirit, but I don't get all caught up in other people's belief in it or non-belief in it.
More coming up tomorrow night. We'll be live from Porkfest. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.